Later, let's go. I want to talk about what it says in the Magid. Let's begin. First of all, before that, I want to speak about 18 minute matzahs. Are you familiar with 18 minute matzahs? Let's see what it means. You have to know what it means. There is a law for it that every 18 minutes they clean the trays. You ever been in a matzah pack? I've never been. Might have been, I don't remember. Maybe I was a little boy, but I don't remember. Every 18 minutes they clean it. What? If you don't clean the things, what's the big deal? They make them in January and February. Why don't you say Balta B'Shushan? Why don't you say Balta B'Shushan? So 18 minute matzahs mean they clean it because they don't rely on this kula, that there might be some residue and then it'll ferment. If you don't clean out the trays every 18 minutes, you're going to be in trouble. So, what's the big deal? Most of it is matzah, it's a little bit of hummus. In January, it's Balta B'Shushan. But on Pesach, what's it called? No, it is Sumashu. The Gemara Mishnah in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph writes, it's an Isur Mashu. 1,000 to 1, you have a speck of hummus and you got to throw it out. That's the din, you got to throw it out. Why? We'll get to that. But Lamaisa, there is a din of what? Of Isur Mashu. So therefore, there is no ratio of bittul when it comes to what? When it comes to hummus. But what's the big deal? I made the matz in January and February. If I made the matz in January or February, that's going to what? That should rely on bittul. So I want you to get this plowed down. There's something called chozer v'neor. What does chozer v'neor mean? Chozer v'neor means Isur wakes up. And it gets you. It wakes up and it gets you. What do you mean it wakes up and it gets you? What does it mean it wakes up and it gets you? What's the deal of waking up and getting it? And even though it's both of the shish from January, February, but now in Pesach comes, it wakens up and it's like it's amazing. And it pops up and says, I got you. The Isra Chometz comes and pops up and says, I got you. That's what there means that it's chozer v'neor. That's 18 minute matzahs. 18 minute matzahs does not rely on the fact that you did bittul b'shushan. It does not rely on the fact that you did bittul b'shushan in January. Because we're afraid this is going to pop up and get you. So in order to avoid that, what do? You clean the tray every 18 minutes to make sure there's no residue at all. That's what it means, 18 minute matzahs. Guys, I want you to understand what it means. Yes, go ahead, what do you say? Yeah, yeah. And that means in your matzah, or you have a stick of hummus. That's what's so worried about it. Now, when we talk about this din of, we talk about this halacha, and I wanted to tell you something. Late at night last night, I don't know if I mentioned you guys, I thought we got new book cabinets in the summer. I lost all my Rishim and Ivers. Last night I found them. Such a simcha, Lamaisa. They were in the book cabinet. I mean, I feel like such an idiot. I'm so happy about the thing that I found them. But what I want to show to you is that this Isur Mashu is a whole shiloh, whether it applies by laugh to laugh, or does it apply by yavish to yavish. Whatever it is, we have this bit of the Isur Mashu. I want to see if I can find that. I don't want to waste time. I want to see if I can find that about this notion of the speck of matzah coming up and getting you, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the Hesber of the 18-minute matzahs. Maybe they have that. Maybe they have it. He has it in the second thing of the matzahs. But I think it's in the first thing, where he says that it depends upon whether flour is lak balak. You guys know what lak balak is? What is lak balak? Wet, moist with moist, or yavish with yavish, dry and dry. So how do you view that? How do you view the matzahs, the lice? With flour. Flour and flour, what is it viewed as? So Lamaisa, I don't want to waste time, I have to find it, Lamaisa. But that's the shiloh, whether we view it as and that's what we assume the matzahs are made of. Maybe when you discuss his mixture, Lamaisa, maybe when you discuss its nuksim, from its nuksim. But this is what we consider it to be, Allah Lamais. Oh, here he has this din. Let me see if he describes it here, page 16. Remember we said there are two types of Chametz Nukshin. Remember we said that? Lamaisa. We're going to get to that now. All right, I don't want to waste time finding it, but that's the din. Okay? Want you to know anything in the matzah. Number two, what I wanted to mention, is this notion of Akshave. What is Akshave? What is Akshave? The Rosh is Machadish Akshave. Akshave. If Chametz is Nifso Ma'afidus Kelev, then it's not Chametz. But if I eat it, I'm giving it a Chashivus, and it's Nisid Rabbanan. So a lot of times, medicines have Chametz in them. So what's the story? When I eat that medicine, I'm over Nisid Rabbanan of Akshave. I'm not Chayav Karis. But there's bread in those medicines. What are you doing? You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the principle? It's called Akshave. Akshave does not apply in the case of a fool. You're taking a medicine, it does not apply in the case of a fool. So many post hold that take medicine containing a chametz nifso ma'afidus kelev. Problem is it's Akshave. But Akshave does not apply to a fool. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why you have a fool. But I want you to get this down. This will not help you by vitamins. Vitamins are not a refuah. Vitamins keep you strong. But you don't need that. So if you don't have a hechsher on the vitamins, then you shouldn't be nifsamak. Then you should not what? Then you should not take the vitamins. Unless it's OUP or you have a hechsher on it. You got that? Now if it's real medicine you need, like blood pressure medicine or, you know, cholesterol medicine, that's Nifsu when it comes to Kelvin. It's actually really, no, but it's not Nifsu when it comes to Rafua. But vitamins are not Rafua. It's a famous tshuva of Moshe. Okay, it's a very important tshuva. We have to be cognizant of this. They once say that the Rav, there was a guy who asked the Rav in Shir, Rebbe, I have a dog that eats toothpaste. So you see the toothpaste might be Chametz. Check the charts. Rabbi Betz from L.A. speaking to the good friend. As a chart of all the medicines. And number two, Rabbi Bruman says, so you should buy those things and look them up. So the Rav said, the guy asked the Rav, he says, my dog eats the toothpaste. It's not Nifsomach in his health. The rise the dog eats it. Nifsomach in his health, the dog wouldn't eat it. So the Rav said back to the guy, you have a Meshuggah to hunt. Meshuggah is crazy, hunt is a dog. Don't bring me riots from the Meshuggah and the dog. But this is a finish that I want you guys to get. You follow me? About this concept of Akshave. Akshave does not apply to the beginner with fear. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
I think
if
your doctor prescribes you
to take vitamins. It's a good question. Vitamins, tablets may be taken in case of illness if they are bitter tasting. If none is available, or those available are not potent enough for the condition of vitamins are required. So I think you should consult with your doctor, Yosef, whether you'll be okay without it for 8 days. Okay? If he says you won't be okay without it, then you can call that refuah. If he says you'd be okay with it, if you say you'd be okay without it, then it wouldn't be called refuah. You follow what I'm saying there, Hash? Okay, I want you to know that, you know, all these, chametz is chayav karis, liquefied chametz, schnapps, that's all chametz gomer, guys, chayav karis. You know, cosmetics, perfumes, you got to get rid of too. Your mom's perfumes, I mean, you got to be respectful, but they say an alcoholic, if he's so drunk and he desires alcohol so much, he'll drink it straight up. Believe it or not, you actually take it straight off. But this is the principle, and I wanted to bring out to you by what? By the bit of oxygen. Very important concept for my say we're bringing up. I'll be all over. Okay? You guys got this floor? So we got it? You got it, Dr. Lori, you got it? Well, the first thing we talked about 18 minute matzahs. The second thing is the bit of what?
option this with his stuff.
Now, I also want to discuss about Moesita. You guys should get Moesita. Just like my thought said, Yomi, very important. Moesita is very important to give. I want more mics. Okay?
Ready?
Yes, go
how
ahead.
Much, how much
do
you want to give?
I don't know. I'm going to give a good amount. Same amount, a little bit more, maybe 25, 30 if you can do it. Maybe 36. Try to push yourself a little bit if you can. 36 as much, at least that. Let's now discuss how much over our passes, and then we have to go back to where we wanted to start about in the market. And then we got a lot to do, guys, after photocopy. Why don't you go over the prices now? I think they had a finish in the place, and I told you guys yesterday, and they called me so happy about it, and I was sitting there saying, go look at the places. Okay. There is a principle of Chomichov of a pencil. What is Chomichov of a pencil? A Jew has not sold his furniture from the bottom of it, even if those people's not enough. They're afraid it's not serious. That's why after Pesach, many Jewish people have thrown, you can't buy Chomichov from them. It's Chomer Lomachesed. That's Chosuba Akhila and Bahanah. Chosuba Akhila and Bahanah. Hapyalok. You cannot sell it. It's a mission of Rabbanah and you say it's not. Mahlis Banoim. Mahlis Banoim. You say that it's Chosuba Bahanah and a person is called Chomer Lomachesed. And the Maisa, the question is, you have your Rama and your Hippos from Tamatza, you got to make sure there's a store that you buy from the Holy of Goy. We usually try to wait till after 38 days and all the comments on the shelves are gone. There's certain stores you have to go to that are not at all owned by Jews or the distributor. You got to find that out. Otherwise, it's a mystery to eat that stuff.
Stop the shelves.
You got to look. There are different lists. Different lists in different communities. It depends upon whether there was a Kenyan made. It depends upon whether there was a Kenyan made or not. Let me ask you a question. You know what it depends upon? Rav Moshe Zatzal and Rav Zatzal, Rav Chaim Zatzal had a. Are you allowed to make a Kenyan to the Goy when he stays open? It's a little bit of a joke. I mean, the Jew sells his stuff and then he stays open. You might be over Gezel, no? But you might be over Gezel. If you use the chametz that you sold to a Goy, and you know what I recommend, I don't do this though, is you have a Goy come into one of your homes to make it a real sale. You shouldn't tell the Balabatim which one is going to go in. I don't do that though. I really should. Never had the guts to do it, you know? But a Goy walks in. But I want you to know, 1969, the kibbutz of Shalvim, the Arabs came in and cleaned out the whole kibbutz. And they couldn't say a word. Because if they say a word, it shows that it was fake. Okay? So we have this din of commercial of a Pesach, that it's usher. And the question is, does it apply to a Taruvus? Okay? Does it apply to a Taruvus? And the truth is, if you look, it says here, so happy that we found it, Baruch Hashem, that there is this din of Chomech Shalom Rapesa. Okay? Does it apply to Taruvus and Adnuksha or not? What do you say? Chomech Nuksha, which is owned by a Jew on Pesach, may be used after Pesach. There's no din of Chomech Shalom Rapesa on Nuksha. Did you hear what I just said, Aryeh, the Machaber says? Yes? Simon Tuchman Zion said base. Chomech Nuksha, Fidu Be'ene, Eno Osir Vahano Akra Pesach. What about Taruvus? What about Taruvus? The reason that this penalty for Chomech Lopez applies only when one violated the Torah prohibitions by Rav Yamatzah. Nuksha, you're not over by Rav Yamatzah. You follow me? So what about Taruvus? What would you say about Taruvus? What do you think about Taruvus? What would be the thing by Taruvus? So, for that Lamaisa, you look here, Lachlan Mice, it says, oh, I found the thing about kosher and nail. The Rosh holds that it's not kosher and nail. The Rav holds it is kosher and nail. Because the Rosh holds that a flour is lach balach. Lach balach is only liquids. Yes? Not only with liquids. So if you hold earlier, you hold this lach balach. Yovish for yovish, the foods don't blend together, you say kosher and nail. So according to the Rosh, it's called lach balach. You don't say kosher and nail, but lach balach. But yovish for yovish, you do. So that depends on that shiloh, alach lamaisa. But I want to know, are you? What's the story about Bayron by Matzah? Listen to this. You ready? We said that if one who violates Bayron is penalized. Yes? So we said you're over Bayron by Matzah. So now as an issue against eating comes, it's scheduled Bayron by Matzah. So what's the penalization? So the first category of chametz ben. What's the fourth category? Where chametz is bought to the shishu. Even on chametz permissible, only can violate, you can't violate by Rabbi Matzah. So it would follow, right? It would follow as would there be a din of chametz alav apesach on tarubis. So I would say that Lamaisa, what would you say? Oh, we gotta look into that, Lamaisa. We gotta look into that. What would you say about it? Is there a deal of Chametz Shalom HaPesach on what? On Tarubis. What do you say? There's not on Nukshin. What about on Tarubis? It's not on Tarubis. It's not on Nukshin. What about on, you have the Mishnah Berurah, Tuf Mem Zayin. Give me the hay, please, real quick. Okay? Thank you. Let's look that up and get that to finish. Okay, last Nakuda, then we get to the Magid. Last Nakuda is, why is there an Isra Mashu? Why is there an Isra Mashu? Either because of what? Gover Shishka Matim, a free bell for a bottle like the Ramah, like you said, or because of what? Or because of what? Qumrah? Thank you very much. Qumrah the what? Qumrah of Kares. Qumrah of Kares. Yes? Yes, you got that? Our Oren, please get that down. Isra Mashu is based on Double Shish Martina, Blue Bell, and the Rambam, like the Mordechai, and it's a Qumrah of Kares. Why was there the first Mordechai argument on the Rambam? Because I'm looking forever. In the same year, the history recycles itself. Double Shish Martina is going to be looking forever. You follow me? Okay, so how does the Makaber pass? When this is my pleasure to show, who does the Makaber usually hold like? Like the Rambam, here goes if you want to fight. Whatever my wife takes, cookies are passing after that sauce. And the cookies pick a tray, but the ingredients are all facing it. You have to throw the cookies out or not? Both of us, you should respect the cookies. What do you say? Throw it around, you got to throw it out. But you should let people feel about the bottle. And don't do it. According to the Mordechai, you have to throw them out? No, why not? There's no cards on what? On your Pesach after Chatzos. When is the cards to do? On Pesach itself. So the Machaber says you can eat the cookies, both of the shishi. He says you can eat the cookies. What? You can eat them right now at your Pesach.
You can't eat them after. You
probably shouldn't because they worry about kosher and nail. You know what I mean? You worry about kosher. So if you want to eat a cookie at your Pesach, a good case, you know? Isn't that a good case? Let's see what the pshat is in Tuf Mem Zayin 60 days. Says the favorite. Now who's here on Sunday, guys? Nobody, no?
I'm here.
You are in person? I think we're going to do Zoom. No one else is here. Is anyone else in person here? So Sunday, Monday, we're going to do Zoom. 9 o'clock. What? So we'll have Shir on Zoom on Sunday, Monday, 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, because I got a lot to do. I'm sure you guys do too. Let's learn from, we'll have Shir 9 to 10:15. And then we'll clean for Pesach. Okay? Does that make sense? Chametz Nukshe is Arul HaPesach, it's not HaSabano. What about Tarubis? Ah! I'm glad you got it for me. You know what he says in the previous Sif? He says, Chametz, Ben Shishar of Kodapesach, Arul HaPesach, Ben Shishar of the Pesach, I don't care when it's mixed. Yes? Batel b'shushu. There is no isur mashu on it. You follow me? Upachim b'shushu, m'sakim b'ashlach hazanar, listen, I don't know. Just throw it out. So he says it is batel b'shushu. If it's less than shishim, what's the din? It's mutter, you can mutter ideizeh afa achila. Mutter through achila, but many posts can say that Lamaisa, they didn't make the knas when there's a rope. So the bottom line is that it's fault of the shishim, Tarubis. Nuksha, there was no din of what? Chametz of a fetz at all, on it at all. Remember the categories, Chametz Gomer, Chametz Tarubis, Chametz Nuksha. And therefore, those are the three categories. Okay? Let's close, Lamaisa. Let's close. You give me 2 minutes? 2 minutes? You want to get back to Rabbi Thesis? The great Gaon of Tzfat speaking. The great Gaon. This is the great Gaon of Tzfat. Are you going to call me back? You want to talk about the Thesis?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Oh, I thought you wanted to call back to the
question? Yeah, I spent 40 minutes on it.
I thought you wanted to talk to me. Yeah, I would finish up 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll finish you up 2 minutes. Yeah. Alright, we have a cash on the Tyson. Told me he had a cash. If he can't answer, that means it's a good cash. Great owners of Odyssey. We gotta go over the Tyson's. And we're focused on Ribui Shurim today. I want to close with the following. Why do we choose Arami Ovidovi in the Maggid? Please get this down. Why do we choose Arami Ovidovi in the Maggid? Why that?
Why
was that chosen by the Tanoim in the Haggadah of Arami Ovidovi? Why? Why that? Why was that chosen? Choose other Tzukim. Choose the Tzukim in Bo B'Shalach. Why those Tzukim, no? So one suggests, according to the Sforn is Hakar Satov. Hashem took us out of its Rhine. The Sunuf says that's the whole part of the Seder. Right? Listen to this. Who is the guy, Bikurim, is the marker, but they're telling us out of its Rhine. Let me ask you a question. Who is the guy that causes to go to Mitzrayim? Lavan. If Lavan wouldn't have switched too, Rachel and Leah, who would have been the firstborn? Yosef, there had been no jealousy, we wouldn't have been sold in Mitzrayim. We trace the footsteps of who the character in Tanakh causes to go. That's one reason. Another reason is, Rav Shechter Shlita once said, that there's a famous cloud. We talked about it once. Torah Shebasaf, Yitayel Shomra Alpeh. Sukkah, you have to say from cloud, not from a stone chumash. Yes? You follow me? The Tanoim did not want to choose a parsha where you had to take out a cloth in your Seder table. And the Mishnah says in Brachas, that if you miss Kriyat Shema and you say it later, it's Kekori B'Torah. Mishnah Brachas Testament Base. It's Ka'adim HaKayir B'Torah. Yes? It's Ka'adim HaKayir B'Torah. What's the Kiddush of that Lashon? Because anytime there's a Chumash Kriya, where you have to read Sukkah from a Chumash, like Bikurim, like Berkas Kohanim, yes? Hashem never expected to read it out of the clock. So therefore that whole parsha is always exempted from this din. Rabbi Avraham Minahar says this. So that's what Rav Shechter said, that Tanaim chose this, because it's a parsha Bikurim. When you bring the Bikurim in, you don't have to take out a clock. Hashem doesn't want you to have to do it. But anytime you read the Pesukim, you don't have to do it. That's why the Tanaim chose this parsha. Rav Shechter said this is a beautiful shot, and he said he didn't think the Rav would like it, though. He didn't think the Rav would like the shot. A very unique Kiddush, you follow me? Anytime this parsha is recited, you don't have the, it's exempted from the rule.
Yes?
I don't know. Yeah, he said he didn't think the Rav would like it. Maybe it's too technical. I don't know. Go ahead. Jonathan Linder, go ahead.
In ancient Haggadah, did they need Sirtu?
In the Haggadah, you don't need it. Did they write Sirtu when they wrote the Pesukim?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't write in Ksav Ashuras. Okay, let's break here, guys. I want you to go over the Tulsa stuff and what we did in Shir, and I'm gonna photocopy the Tulsa.